Bear Country 95.3, Toby Keith. As good as I once was. It's 7:51 right now, 61 in Greenfield. And Tuesday mornings, we go online just before 8 o'clock. We check in with Mick over at Montague Webworks for the Montague Webworks website of the week. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning, Kevin.
What's going on, bud?
Well, things are flying. Things are moving.
I've heard.
Yeah. So I was flipping around on my phone yesterday, looking at the news on my little phony phone thing, and saw a story about this thing called the Hyperloop. And I was like, wow, what's that?
Hyperloop, okay.
Hyperloop. So it's a proposal by the guy that started the company SpaceX. He also created PayPal, and there's one other thing I can't remember, but he's sort of like the new entrepreneur of our times.
He's a dude over there in California with lots of cash.
Dude over there in California with lots of cash, yeah. And so he read about this new high-speed rail that's going to go between L.A. and San Francisco. And
a train?
But like a regular train, but like a fast train.
Okay.
And he's like, you know, that's kind of dumb. You know, if you're going to do that, you know, and you're going to spend that much money, why not like really do it right? You know, and he does this whole cost analysis thing, like it's got to be safe. It's got to be really fast. If you're going to invest that much money, it should be really amazingly cool.
Yep.
So he came up with this thing called the Hyperloop, which is essentially a tube-based system. Like, you know, the tubes when you go to the bank on the drive-up, and they have that little tube thing, and it sucks it through with air
and
all that.
They have it down at BJ's and, you know, the department stores. Yeah, I know
what
you're
talking
about.
The local banks and, you know, in some office buildings way back in the 70s and 50s and stuff. So it's based on that principle. It's moving the thing along with air. So it's fascinating. So the company's SpaceX.
Mm-hmm.
So the website is spacex.com, and if you go there, you can click on updates, and you'll see the story there, or you can add while you're typing in /Hyperloop, or you can do a Google search for Hyperloop.
Yeah.
And it's pretty amazing. I mean, he goes through, like, he really thought this whole thing out. It'll be in a tube above the highway system, so you're not messing with anyone's right-of-ways or whatever, and the really cool drawings, and very futuristic, and the main thing is moving a capsule, you know, a little lozenge through this tube.
Right, you would be traveling in that.
Right, at high speeds. He's like, how do you get around, you know, the thing is going to push the air in front of it.
Right.
So do you move all the air in the entire tube the way they do, like at the banks and at BJ's? You know, they have a vacuum all the way at the other end that it sort of pulls the thing along.
Uh-huh.
He said, no, why don't you put the vacuum on the train itself and it pulls the air out from in front of it and shoots it out the back.
So it works for itself.
It works for itself, and it creates a little cushion of air underneath itself, sort of like an air hockey, you know, thing, and which they've shown can work.
And it floats.
And it floats right on a little bit of air, just like an air hockey
puck.
And it could go, and they've tested to see how fast a pocket of air or air cushion can hold a vehicle, and they've done it up to Mach 1.1.
Wow.
Which is, you know.
That's moving.
That's the speed of sound faster, so. So it's just fascinating.
And this would travel between where?
Los Angeles and San Francisco.
Oh, okay. And that trip normally takes what?
I don't know. It's 360 miles, so it's 60 miles an hour on the highway, you know, assuming there's no traffic.
Yeah.
Aha.
Yeah.
Out there. That's 6 hours, you know.
And then with this super cool capsule thing?
Which is going to travel at 760 miles an hour.
Wow.
760 miles an hour. That's approaching the speed of sound.
So in about a half an hour to 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Find out a little bit more about the future by going to our Montague Webworks website of the week, which is
spacex.com/Hyperloop.
Very cool.
Yeah. Very
Montague cool. Webworks, our local web provider here, a web designer here in Massachusetts, right here in the Valley. Mick running the show over at Montague Webworks. Montague Webworks is also part of our 30% off store. Don't forget about that. It means that you can get all the services at Montague Webworks, like website creation, at a 30% discount. And there's information online when you go to the website, bear953.com. Of course, right now we're doing print on demand, which is awesome.
That's a new thing, yep.
Yep, I know a lot of people are enjoying that convenience. So use it when you get the gift certificates at a 30% discount for Montague Webworks when you go to the 30% off store over at bear953.com. Mick will come to your house or your business, talk to you a little bit about Rocket Fusion.
Rocket Fusion. Yeah.
You and your brand new quick website. Very good.
Set it up very fast for you.
Mick from Montague Webworks. Every Tuesday morning, we're going online to a different website. It's 7:56 right now, 61 in Greenfield.